Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a poop storm is about to happen, and many of you are looking at the headlines going, I'm good, I'm vaccinated. The unvaccinated are going through all this drama, and it's on them, and we're good. Let's go watch some Netflix. And you don't understand. Okay, this poop storm is about to blow into your living room. So let me just explain what's been going on, okay? I got the vaccine. A lot of us got the vaccine. You might have gotten the vaccine. But a good number of people have chosen to wait. They're a little hesitant. They're worried. Not really buying the whole mRNA thing. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, look, we gave you the education. It's your body, your choice. But that, not to the Biden administration. The Biden administration does not have a lot of wins from a political standpoint. And the one thing they do want to have a win on is their very robust vaccine rollout, which I credit the Biden administration, I credit the Trump administration, I credit all the health departments, I credit the public officials. The rollout and having vaccines available for everybody was pretty damn cool. I have to say that. But there's an election coming, and they want to tout the percentage of Americans that they got vaccinated. Well, in order to do that, you got 75 million kids. They want them vaccinated. You have a lot of workers out there that are still saying, no, I don't want the vaccine. So what's happening? Well, the Biden administration, in an attempt to control COVID, even though COVID comes in waves up and down, whether it's a highly vaccinated country or not, but in an attempt to fight the COVID pandemic, decrease hospitalizations, which I do believe the vaccine does, they've recommended mandates. Now, even though they promised, even though the Biden administration promised there was not going to be mandates, not going to be passports, nobody has to show their papers to go and eat at a restaurant or to go and fly, look at what's happening. Now, how does the Biden administration inflict a mandate and not inflict a mandate? Well, they go to the employers. Right? They relegate. And they go to the and delegate. And they go to the employers and say, look, if you have more than 100 employees, you better make sure they're vaccinated. If not, you're subject to fines. Well, how do they do that? How do they just randomly come up with a fine? It would be unconstitutional. They go through OSHA. Now, OSHA, we've spoken about OSHA. The occupational... Oh, no. Call the show, not me. Call the show. The occupation. How do people get my number? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Occupational Safety and Healthy Administration, Health Administration, is an entity that me as a doctor, I worked with. I got along great with the OSHA guys. I would have them come in and say, look, make sure I'm doing nothing wrong, you know, so then I make sure I was always by the book, because nobody wanted an OSHA fine. If you get fined by OSHA, it is thousands of dollars. And in fact, any fine that OSHA gives you now, whether it's you putting people at risk in your retail store, construction, medical office, it's about $13,600. So OSHA, I would have them come in and say, look, make sure everything's good. You like our eyewash. You like what we did here, what we did here, what we did here. They were like, good. You know, maybe get an extra eyewash here. Maybe do this. And it was fine. We worked out great. Never had a violation. It was fine. So OSHA is where the Biden administration could then inflict the fines. Because if COVID vaccine and unvaccination status is a public health issue, then an employer could be at fault for not having a vaccination mandate in place. Which means if you are an employer and you have over 100 employees, each each one that doesn't get vaccinated by January 4th will cause you to be fined $13,653. There is a maximum penalty for an employer of $136,532, not for a total of tons of employees. You can be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars, but for repeat offenders. So what's supposed to happen is by January 4th, you as an employer have to have this mandate. Your employees have to be vaccinated. If not, they have to go through testing, also wear a mask, etc. If anybody is violating that, you get hit with a $13,600 fine per employee. Or if an ex-partner wants to get you in trouble. I saw somebody, they're not wearing a mask. OSHA comes. So how does it affect you or I who have been vaccinated? Okay, well, one is there's a good chance that we're going to lose our coworkers because an employer cannot take the risk. They're so scared. That's kind of how, you know, these fascist governments work. We're going to scare you and punish you so bad that you'll end up doing the behavior that we want. Mind you, vaccinated people are still carrying the same viral load and spreading the virus. So they are so scared to death of that $14,000 fine that they're going to say, you know what? Get out of here. Get out. Because if they don't have all the proof of the testing and all that, they're in trouble. So one is you're going to lose your coworker. Number two is we're going to have, again, supply chain crisis, a glut. We're not going to have enough workers. We're not going to have, but it's going to cost money to have all this oversight with OSHA. It's going to cost a lot of money, which means your taxes and my taxes have to go to this, have to go to the OSHA police. And I'm a fan of OSHA with what they do. I think what OSHA does, making sure, you know, there is occupational safety and work environments are safe. But now, in order for them to enforce this, there are millions of businesses with over 100 people, then and by the way, OSHA could close it down. So your favorite fast food joint, your favorite bakery, your favorite store could get closed down. So for you, you need to be prepared to pay more taxes. You also need to be prepared to do more work. And if a job gets fined, and if somebody is going to be having to pay $14,000 per employee because they don't get tested or something goes wrong, and the employee will sue the employer because they have America's Disability Act protection and all sorts of other things, now your prices are going to go up. That hamburger is going to go up. This is an absolute mess. And I see how they did it, and I don't agree with it because vaccinated people can also spread the virus. So I'm having a tough time seeing the public health advantages. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so in the beginning of the year, when the vaccine rollout was happening, a lot of people were like, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do this? And there was a lot more vaccine-hesitant people. And, you know, over time, they're like, okay, well, you know what? My buddy got it. My mom got it. My neighbor got it. I'm hearing there's going to be mandates. I'm like, you know what? I'll play it safe. Yeah, I'll do one. And if that one goes okay, all right, I'll get another one. Now, me, I was planning on getting the vaccine. I did get the vaccine. Was I a little scared? Did I pray after each shot? Do I still pray each night, hoping that there's no side effects and that I also pray that I don't get COVID or any of my friends and loved ones get COVID? Yeah, I do. I pray for a lot of different things. I know you guys think that I'm praying for youth, and I'm praying to lose a few pounds, you know, and more chocolate, you know, for Christmas. But no, I COVID is in my prayers, and I always pray that there's no side effect to the vaccine that me and my family got, and my loved ones got, and that we don't get COVID. That's just what I mean. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I got the vaccine, but I'm still, you know, always a little concerned about what this crazy virus can do and what the vaccine could do. But for the most part, if I didn't think the vaccine was safe, I wouldn't recommend that my mom get it. I wouldn't recommend that my kids get it. So I felt it's safe enough. But vaccine-hesitant people throughout this whole time have been ridiculed, have been called Trumpers, have been called right-wing nuts, have been called whatever. And me being licensed in multiple states, I get to talk to people of multiple states, especially those who are unvaccinated. And when a good number of my patients in Alabama and Mississippi are not doing it for political motivations, and they're doing it because of concerns from Tuskegee experiments or from maybe African Americans not being as represented in the original studies as Caucasians were. There's a whole variety of reasons why people are vaccine hesitant, and I appreciate it, and as a doctor, I have to be open to their opinions and educate them with what I know how. But what people keep asking, which is totally understandable and logical why they ask, is why is everything about COVID having to do with a genetic material? Flu shot, you kill the flu, you have that skeleton piece or the proteins, you incite an immune system. And I was told early on, and I convey that to you, that I guess that doesn't work with COVID. You can't destroy COVID and leave an outer shell. For some reason, it doesn't work. But I did tell you that there is one company that is designing the spike proteins to be injected into you, and then you make a antibody response. It's a more traditional type of vaccine. That's Novavax. Now, Novavax, they've been a little behind the curve, a little slower than Pfizer, Moderna, and some of these other companies that made it to the finish line first. But Novavax, I believe, is ready to get approval in the UK, and then hopefully soon here in America. Now, the Novavax vaccine doesn't use any genetic material. And I think there's a lot of vaccine-hesitant people that are looking forward to that. And they've even told me, they go, when the Novavax vaccine comes out, I'm going to get that one. And I would love for that to come out, because I would love for people to have protection. And I do like the more traditional, old school. I think it's cool. We're being told right now that Novavax is hoping to get approval right now in Australia, Canada, Indonesia, New Zealand, and the UK. Not much traction in the US, even though they did submit a marketing application in the US. But this Novavax vaccine may bridge those vaccine hesitant people that don't want to deal with genetic material, or genetic material, for lack of a better word, manipulating our cells. Now, when I got the COVID vaccine, I told you guys how it worked. The mRNA in Pfizer or Moderna, and I got Pfizer, was in a little lipoprotein particle. It went into my muscle cell, and I got some muscles. I got some muscle. Went into the muscle cell. My nucleus DNA was asleep. Didn't have to be bothered. mRNA comes into the cell cytoplasm. The cytoplasm enzymes and proteins go, what the hell, who are you? They go, I got a message. Here's my message, messenger RNA. They read the message and go, all right, guys, we need to do this. Somebody goes, do we need to wake up the boss? Do we need to ask the DNA? They go, nope. This message comes from, who knows, Biden, we follow it. Some cells are like, Biden, man, let's go Brandon. No, we got to follow it. It's the mRNA. It's the message. Let's make what it wants us to make. Look, that's what we get paid for, and then we clock out. So the cytoplasm of our cell, even though my DNA was asleep and supposedly not bothered, made the spike proteins. The cell then produces these spike proteins. My immune system gets told, all right, you got to learn this. You got to be prepared. They're like, all right, guys, learn this. Now my immune system is ready to be prepared for when they see a real spike protein that comes from COVID. The mRNA is supposed to disappear and dissipate. These spike proteins are supposed to dissipate and go away. That's what we're told. So there isn't supposed to be long-term harm. There's not supposed to be cancer. Nothing like that. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, a little different. Johnson & Johnson vaccine has DNA. The DNA comes in. Cytoplasm peeps are like, what are you doing here? They're like, I only talk to the boss. Nucleus wakes up. That DNA talks to our cell's DNA. DNA's like, what? Other one's like, sup? So they take a look. They go, okay, looks like we need to make a message. You know, our DNA makes that message. That messenger mRNA sends it to our cytoplasm. And they go, all right, you guys heard the boss. Let's do it. And then they make the spike proteins. So many vaccine hesitants are like, I don't want any DNA in my body. I don't want it. Merck's molnupiravir, fantastically orchestrated medication, but it has to do with interfering with the genetic code of the virus. Some people would just prefer old school. And I get the hesitation. I get it. Now, as a doctor, I'm open to new treatments. I understand that we are able to do some amazing things. And if that COVID vaccine kept me out of the hospital, I'm a believer. But I do understand that there's a lot of concern that much of our fight with COVID is genetically based. Why? Why can't we do more old school? So Novavax allows that old school traditional way to fight. Now, I don't know, I can't compare immune responses. I can't say that the Novavax is going to be a stronger immune system than Pfizer. I mean, right now, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine have some amazing data early on after your shots. The immunity wanes after about 6 months. Virus mutates. Your antibodies are like, look, okay, you know, nobody's watching. There's no boss anymore. Let's go take a break and watch some Netflix. Maybe it's all the Netflix we're watching that's, you know, messing with our... Maybe we're just all getting lazier. I don't know. But our immune system gets lazy when it comes to the Pfizer and Pfizer, or the Pfizer shot, the Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. That immunity way drops, which is why boosters are occurring at a faster, in a much shorter interval for Johnson & Johnson than Pfizer and Moderna. But... when a vaccine hesitant person is asking if there's non-genetically manipulative types of medications or vaccines, right now the answer is no. And if we're really that worried about COVID and we're really concerned about how the unvaccinated is what's keeping the virus propagating, even though the vaccinated people are getting sick and propagating too, but if they think that the unvaccinated are causing, you know, more variants to breed and all that and to be made, then wouldn't you want to quickly get this Novavax out there? The Novavax vaccine are little protein derivatives that are supposed to mimic the spike protein, so you don't have to go through the whole messenger RNA, DNA, all that. There's the spike proteins. They're in your body learns them. I like it. I like it a lot. Same thing with the antiviral. Some people don't want the molnupiravir. They're like, okay, Merck right now, Merck is getting huge, huge thumbs up with its drug. It looks like it has fantastic efficacy. I think it cuts your risk of disease by 50%, which is good for an antiviral per se. But again, you have people out there going, can I take something else? Can I take something like ivermectin that won't mess with my DNA? Can I take something like fluvoxamine? Which apparently it interferes with the receptor, but it doesn't necessarily switch blocks or messes with the blocks of the virus. So, I can only trust what is given to me. I have to take the information I have and go with that. And so I wish I had a better answer for you, but I do agree with some of you who are saying you'd rather see the Novavax on the market because that would be a vaccine that some of you might be more open to. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Feels really good because it's kind of like a lot of us have turned the curve, and it's like things are finally back to normal.
It's Black Friday, which means shoppers are heading to local malls and retailers to kick off the holiday shopping season. That shopper there speaking on Fox News in Rockaway, New Jersey. The National Retail Federation expecting Americans to spend up to $859 billion between now and Christmas. In response to a court order, the Biden administration reinstated the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Now asylum seekers will be required to wait in Mexico while their claims are evaluated. Fears regarding a new COVID variant triggered a massive Black Friday sell-off on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow falling 905 points to end the week at 34,899. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new COVID variant has folks around the world on edge.
South Africa's health minister announced Thursday the discovery of a new coronavirus variant that appears to be spreading rapidly in parts of that region. The WHO is meeting today to discuss the new variant as UK officials announce that it has blocked flights from 6 African countries from landing. Executive Director over at the World Health Organization, Dr. Mike Ryan, this week.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new poll indicates that 41% of Americans consider Thanksgiving as one of the nation's most important holidays. That's down 5% from 2020, when 46% held the same view. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I've been harping on you all to start your Christmas shopping early. We've been talking about the supply chains. I showed you guys the pictures of when I went down to the port. And I'm telling you to start thinking early. And I don't even think it's early. I always like to start my shopping before Thanksgiving and before some of the prices go up. But what I haven't done is I haven't told you what to buy. So, joining us next is Andrea Smith. She's an award-winning news and technology journalist to kind of talk to us about some of the coolest tech trends and what you might want to think about for this holiday season. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Wow, man, you could definitely plug the gaps with this because, you know, I have two boys. They are 19 and 21. And when they were younger, for Hanukkah, I could get them a Play-Doh or I could get them some Crayolas or a little Tonka truck, but they like tech. So, you know, talk to us about what are some of the biggest trends this year.
Well, yeah, I feel your pain. I used to do the same thing, and it's very different now. But, you know, a lot of us have been home for almost 2 years now doing virtual schooling and learning new creative hobbies, like playing music and shooting videos. So we are seeing a lot of items that actually speak to that more creative trend.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like you brought that up because we look at being online and being, you know, now so chained to tech as a bad thing, whereas I think it can stimulate creativity. Many kids and teenagers are like, I don't know what I want to do. You can now make your own books. You can make your own videos. You can do photography. So it's kind of amazing how tech has allowed us to do certain arts that we thought were never possible.
That's very true. That is very, very true. You know, what's happening is, you know, tech is coming into these products and kids are able to learn and to do things, but with the creative use of technology. So actually, let me give you an example. Digital learning is really becoming the new normal and parents are looking for ways to keep their kids engaged with, and they're using technology programs like Osmo because it makes learning fun. So the Fantastic Food Truck is the newest curriculum-based title in Osmo's Math Wizards series. And this combines tablet-based gameplay, you know, that tech, mm-hmm. with hands-on learning. So it has actual game pieces and a game board. And, you know, like they teach kids geometry and shapes through cooking projects. So this way, kids, this is for 6 to 8 years old, they see the game pieces come to life in what Osmo calls a magical experience while they're building confidence in math.
That's cool. I love when you learn at the same time. You know, I think parents feel guilty when their kids play games or they're online. But if we could kill two birds with one stone and, you know, nothing will replicate in-person learning, in-person play. But at least it's not wasted time. They're actually working on skills. They're creating music. They're creating art. So what's on your wish list? What would be some things that you think, you know, in a variety of budgets, should people be looking at this holiday?
Right, so I have a couple of ideas for you. And really, this is just like what you're saying about the creator type. So for that person who's taught themselves how to shoot and edit video, how to maybe make a movie, how to play with 3D design, get them a laptop that is backed by the NVIDIA Studio program, like the HP NV15. This is going to make their life so much easier. It's a hardware and software platform that really makes content creation faster and more efficient. It's using AI-based features. So this is going to be great for rendering videos, batch editing photos, helping people focus more on being creative and spending less time doing the repetitive, you know, and waiting. With NVIDIA Studio, you know the system's capable of running all the latest creative applications. So it's great for video editors, 3D artists, photographers, even broadcasters. And then another gift idea, you know, for people who take a lot of photos and videos on their smartphone, but they want to maybe move it to their computer so that they can edit it, or they just want to back it up and don't know how to do that, the SanDisk iXpand flash drive Lux. Now, this is a 2-in-1 flash drive with both Lightning and USB Type-C connectors. So you can access and seamlessly move those photos and videos between your iPhone, your iPad Pro, your Mac, and your Android phone. You don't need an internet connection. You just plug it in, and it automatically backs up your photos and videos.
I love it.
Great, great idea. You don't worry about losing any of those favorite memories, and it enables you to, you know, then take those photos and videos and do something with them, something creative. Now, lastly, Well, for the music lover on your list, Casio keyboards are a great way to inspire or encourage creativity. Now, these aren't your old-fashioned keyboards. The Casio Tone models can be used with Casio's Cordana Play app. So you're going to be able to see the music score. You're going to change the tempo, change the key, play along while you're learning. They sound great. They're slim. They're portable. There's three designs designed for different ages and skill levels. And they run on AC and batteries, so you can really take and make music anywhere.
I love that. Because we would get the keyboards. The cat would poop on them. They would break. I mean, things that I might be doing that because my son, he's like broken three keyboards. And so I think I want to kind of, you know, get him back to that. But, you know, one thing I wanted to tell you is, you know, many of the Gen Xers out there and baby boomers, they're a little hesitant with tech still. And they say, you know what, that's just for the young people. We'll learn it later. It's very easy to learn. There's a lot of apps and a lot of things out there that will make your life easy. In fact, if you're going to be applying for a job, and you are adding a photo to your resume, these sort of tech advances can really make it pop, whereas, you know, if you just kind of do the old school thing, you're not as competitive. And employers are looking to see if you're more tech savvy. And people think, well, gosh, I have to go back to school. You don't. Many of these programs have tutorials. They make it very easy for us to learn. What would your advice be, Andrea, for those that are a little tech hesitant?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, you've got to learn. You've really got to be engaged in it. And there's so many YouTube videos out there. I mean, you know, it's amazing. I mean, seeing kids, they can use these creative programs like Adobe. You know, if you don't know how to do photo editing or video editing, just go on one of these sites. They've got great tutorials, as you say, and teach yourself. You really need to know how to use them.
I agree. So how can people find out more information?
They can go to d6news.com/techtrends.
Okay. One more time. Give that one more time.
d6news.com/techtrends.
Love it. Andrea, you know, this is such a great help. You know, we look at, you know, Christmas time as the most wonderful time of year, but some of us look at it as stressful and we're like, what do people want? What? Even, you know, the mouse, updating the mouse, updating certain, you know, ergonomic aspects to one's workstation. I think there's so many ideas and I really appreciate you coming on and I can't wait to have you back.
Great, absolutely. We'll talk more during the holiday season. Thank you for having me.
Can't wait. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing I want to tell you guys, you know, Lord of the Rings is, you know, reaching its 20th anniversary. And Elijah Wood, I believe, when he auditioned, he actually made a movie. He pre-made a little film showing him in the part so that when Jake Gyllenhaal, I guess, tried to audition, they loved Elijah so much because Elijah made it work. I had done that with the TV show. I had basically showed what it would look like. And I had to use tech. I had to learn how to use tech. And it made it so much more visual that they were like, okay, I like it. I get it. I don't have to now go through that extra step of imagining what it would be. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Leslie wants to know, how is a business going to tell the age of a child and if they are in the age group for a vaccine or not? So this is interesting, and keep your questions coming, and you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. She is referring to, I believe in California, there are some cities that are mandating that kids have to show proof of vaccination in order to go to a restaurant, in order to go to a zoo, in order to go to Disneyland. And the average kid doesn't have a driver's license. So there's no age. How do you tell? And people can say, I could tell. Well, how many of us told our 12-year-old to act younger so they could get kid tickets in the movies? My parents used to do that with me. Cover them, because I was getting boobies by 13. I went from flat-chested to B-cup when I was 13. But my parents said I looked young enough where I could hopefully be 11. But the problem is I have boobies. So they kind of like have me hold something so it looks like I could cover my boobies so we could still get the child rate for the movie. So, I mean, this isn't anything, you know, that, how do you tell if a child is 4 or how do you tell if a child is 5? That's hard to tell. And so these restaurants and these businesses that have to now screen for kids, that, you know, are they going to be lacking compliance if there's a kid there and somebody comes in and goes, how old is the kid? So San Francisco is one of the cities, and I apologize, the phone's ringing. California has been one of the cities that I guess is mandating proof of vaccination to enter indoor venues. And I looked this up. They say in San Francisco, 664 citizens have died of COVID, but none have been kids. They say only 1,529 kids in the city have come down with the virus in total. So San Francisco is going to mandate the vaccine in 5 to 11-year-olds. But, so what? Do they carry a birth certificate? What do they do? So I don't know how that's going to work. I think a lot of the workers at these places are like, oh God, what next? Now what do we have to do? And it stinks because people get mad at these workers. They attack them. They shoot them. They stab them. They criticize them. They videotape them. Look at that teenager that got beat up at Sesame Place because he was told by his boss to ask for proof of vaccination. I mean, this is a little, it's just so restrictive. About 700 kids have died of COVID overall in the United States. Many of you have asked, was it just strictly COVID? Did they have something else and also test positive for COVID? I don't know. I don't think they've ever, you know, officially broken that up. But I can understand that, yeah, we've had several hundred kids die. A little higher than flu numbers. Still too many. But for that sort of amount, is it worth doing what we're doing to these kids? A lot of you are concerned about the myocarditis risks, concerned about the menstrual irregularity risks. The government is aware, but doesn't matter. Places are so mandating. So in August, kids 12 and above had to show that they were vaccinated. So now it's going to be as young as the 5-year-olds. And, I, as a parent, I totally understand how stressful this is. You know, my kids are older, and man, we went back and forth discussing the pros and cons. And they were worried, and I was like, look, you know, I don't want you guys getting hurt. I don't, you know, like, if I get a reaction to the vaccine, Mom, and I'm like, look, you know, it's not me. I'm going with the best information we have, you know. And then they saw that one of their friends got COVID and was hospitalized, and then, you know, then they were like, okay, you know what, Mom, do you think it's safe? And that was the scariest question I've ever been asked in my whole career. And I get asked this by patients all the time, and I get scared. But when your sons go, Mom, is this going to be safe? I said, safe enough. I think it's going to be safe enough. You know, we're going to watch you like a hawk, but I don't want you guys getting COVID. It's a horrible time for parents. It's a horrible time. And a lot of people that got the vaccine is like, oh, yeah, I'm great with it. I, you know, I,
good for you. I'm glad you didn't have the fear. I'm glad. And I'm glad it went well. Just like me. I got the vaccine. I'm like, whew, thank God. But the problem is it's not enough. The immunity wanes. And so are we going to have to get another one? All these mandates that are going on right now, a lot of us feel like we made it to the finish line, like with Squid Game. We made it to the finish line, we could rest. Well, what happened with Squid Game? There was a whole nother set of rules the next day. That's what's happening. You like that analogy? Like that Squid Game analogy? Yeah. Squid Game is that popular show on Netflix where people have to play this game and where they actually, you'll see how it falls into play, but you lose the game, there's some horrible consequences. And so, you know, with this, when parents are like, you're letting this happen, then what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? And so I think it's not going to stop. I think it's going to get more strict. I think in just a matter of weeks, we're going to see more and more flu mandates. And they're going to say, sorry, you need to show you're vaccinated for flu too. If flu comes back with a vengeance this season, and it's being predicted to, then what's to stop city officials from mandating flu vaccine? So now parents are going to have the flu, you know, the kid didn't get the flu vaccine. Mind you, I think flu kills. I think the flu vaccine is protective. I want people to get the flu vaccine. I just don't want people feeling forced. I don't want to be the one to tell you to get the vaccine and then you get the one in a million Guillain-Barré or anaphylaxis or reaction to it. So San Francisco now mandating vaccines in young children. You might have to have proof of how old your kid is. I guess. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If any of you live in a city that has a mandate such as this, how is it going? I mean, are you noticing employees are like, you know what, just go. I don't care. Just, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to get shot or stabbed. Just go for it. Or are you noticing people like, okay, wait a second. Prove it to me. Prove to me that your kid's over 12. Prove to me. Let me see it. Let me see it. I mean, I've been carded, so I don't mind showing people my ID. You know, and I've shown people my vaccine information. They don't look at it closely. I got the vaccine. I did it on air. So, you know, people could... I didn't want people accusing me of having the fake cards. There's so many fake cards out there. I didn't want anybody accusing me of having the fake cards. So I videotaped my getting it. I actually went to the health department. I made sure the news knew. So nobody could say, oh, yeah, it's a fake vaccine. I got the real thing. But when you have all these fake cards out there, somebody goes, yeah, here's my card. Are you really protecting the public? When you force people with a mandate and they get scared, and they're like, oh my God, I can't take my kid to this birthday party because I don't want my kid to get the vaccine, then, it's a mess. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.